Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach, and how are you?
I'm very well. I was mulling over your late release yesterday after the London close. I think it was around 5:30. What was in the latest from Bushranger?
Latest it was, and I think now we all understand that news releases are very important things and sometimes take a bit longer to get out than the management of the company would like. But, the protection is for shareholders' benefit. And so these things have got to be dead right, and they're scrutinised. They're really scrutinised, Zach, so apologies for it being late. But what was it all about? That's what we're talking about this morning. Well, what we're talking about is that we had a good old three. We summarised it nicely. Everything worked for us and a bit more. Well, a lot more. And they all went a lot further than we expected, and in good mineralization and several runs, very good mineralization. So off we go to old four, and with the intent of using the same pad. It's cost effective, it's preparation effective, and around the world nowadays, the environmentalists want you to make as few pads as possible and as much invasion as possible to the natural environment. So it's good that we try and drill from that position where we drilled all three. As we modelled, and these geologists are working like billio to keep up, Zach, it became apparent that we could get a better intersection, more normal to the ore body, i.e. that's at right angles to the ore body in simple terms, and probably step out and get a, just really test the size of this thing. So off we went. I think it worked out about 120 metres down strike, and started drilling. We capped the hole that we did with four. We capped it ready to, if we wish along the way there, we can go in and we can re-angle it, wedge it as they say. Whether we do that or whether we don't will be seen. But this hole is off, and as we reported, at 45 meters, it started getting on the outskirts. These outskirts are so easily recognised, Zach, so easily recognised. You get the zinc, you get the base metal, the sphalerite. You get the pyrite coming in. You get pyrrhotite, which we've had throughout the system, interestingly, and little bits of chalcopyrite. So I'm not allowed to say how far the old is gone, but of course, upwards and onwards, the old is still drilling as we're talking. So it appears that it's on track. It appears that it's got a good attack angle to the ore body, and we'll announce the result to the market when the old is completed, or as we say, we experience a material change of any sort. So again, We've stepped out, Zach. We're going to get a strike hole. We hope to be going through the entire sequence. And we're drilling. And I don't know. I really don't know. Probably it'll be in a week's time before we're reporting. But you tell me. The drill machine will tell us all. But everything on track.
Right. I mean, I think isn't the $64,000 question here in after with your years of experience. What kind of asset is Bushranger? Because clearly the exploration is ongoing, but there must be some indication of whether it's small, medium or large. And are you allowed to suggest at this stage what you may be sitting on?
Well, the bulletin boards, there's some quality work on those bulletin boards. I just wonder sometimes if they're sitting on the drilling machine and know before I know. By definition, let's just simply imagine a cube, 1,000 by 1,000 by 1,000, and turn that to cubic meters, and multiply by the specific gravity of around about 2.7. That's a whopping great piece of rock. It's a big piece of rock. So I think we're past. Is it big? Isn't it big? We're certainly not past how big it is. Because we got more positive results to the east. And again, you know, Zach, you get into the outer margins up to 45 metres. So, you know, if you'd have kind of looked at the plot and expectations for the overdrilling pine, this number five, it really shouldn't have been hitting smells, if you like, of mineralisation at 45. You probably should have been hitting around 200. So it's big. And I quickly went through the bulletin boards, because I like to hear what people are saying, Zach. I like to hear what people are saying. And one said, have you seen those cathedral spirals? You know, hit it right on the nose. That's the sort of thing we're looking at. And these things aren't cubes, 1,000 by 1,000 by 1,000. These things are generally cylindrical. So I see on the board there they're talking about multi-porphyries. I can't help but agree with them. That, you know, we've seen several different types of apparent cores. So if you get different types of apparent cores, by definition, you're probably talking about multi-porphyry systems. So site, it's certainly big. Gold has been found in the upper reaches by Anglo-American. We've got to wait for the assays, because there's absolutely no way you're going to see it in the drill core. So we've got to wait for the assays. We've seen stacks of chalcopyrite, pyrite, you know, what leads to the copper. We've seen blebby chalco, which in my experience has always been good. But, you know, we all now are waiting for the gold resource. Interestingly, this is looking big enough to be able to fly on copper. So you can imagine, if the gold, when, let's all say, when we prove that the gold is present in sufficient quantities, that's going to enhance. Because, you know, this day and age, Zach, we talk about copper equivalent. So the gold adds to the value, and then, you know, anything over 0.45, with the size that we're talking about, is world class and beginning to join the front runners in this race for the next generation of copper producers. I've got a good feeling in my guts that that Bushranger is going to be a front runner in that race.
But I mean, isn't the other simple point that I think prior to the Bushranger news, the almost daily news that we've had in the recent weeks, the share price of Extract was around, you know, 1.5, 2 pence at the maximum, really 2 pence at the maximum. Now we're sitting quite comfortably at 6 pence plus. We've been up to 9 pence, and I suppose anything over 2 pence is really has been the Bushranger difference. That's the 4 pence at the moment, and up to obviously 6 or 7 pence at the best. And that's really the market trying to factor in Bushranger.
That's correct. And, you know, I guess that one's seen a different approach shareholder into the situation. You know, we've got a nice portfolio. I mean, we shouldn't go Bushranger Soul. I mean, good Lord, we've got, you know, when that Manika project comes in, it's going to be producing nicer earnings, as is the associated alluvials and smaller hard rock situations, as is Zambia with its couple of projects. So, it is a kind of a conglomerate. But at the end of the day, that's a fair analysis. But I wouldn't say there's 4p for Bushranger. I mean, you've only got to go across the world and look at Boda, who's our next door neighbour. And, you know, our geologists are convinced we've got a better subject than them. They've got a market cap of 400 million, $500 million Australian dollars. So, yes, we've got balance in our portfolio, but you can't sit there. We can't sit there as a company and not turn our back on Bushranger and recognise that it would transform any company in Toronto, in London, in Australia. What we're talking about here is not just another discovery. We're talking when we talk Bushranger, we're talking about, like I say, you know, this is the Melbourne Cup, and we've got a front runner, Zach.
On that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.